So hello and welcome. This is Erica Glessing. You're joining me for The Erica Glessing Show, where you receive 8 minutes of daily inspiration. And this year has just begun with such an amazing opening and clarity for the lightworkers and entrepreneurs that are listening. And I want to encourage you this year to just get even more into clarity on that which you're seeking. And my guest today is just a perfect fit for 2018 new start. She's a warrior. She's an entrepreneur. She's someone I've actually known kind of for years on and off. So welcome, Ann Evanston. So glad to have you.
Thank you, Erica. I'm thrilled to be with you today.
Yeah, what? Let's open up with a tip. I don't usually do that. Let's open up with one thing someone can do in their business space as an entrepreneur, maybe a healer, light worker, that would change things, that would give them some boost or some up.
I think the biggest thing is to realize that what you do can be organized and systematized in a way to help you make money. And that means not being caught up in thinking that it's unique to every single individual. You know, each client might be unique, yet you still have a process you use. If you're honest with yourself, and, you know, sometimes we don't want to admit that out loud. And that was one of my biggest challenges, like, okay, get honest, Anne. You really do have a process. You have steps. You have a system.
Yeah.
You have a how-to. And when I did that, it helped me tremendously in my business and what people
When you said about. Make money, you know, I swear to gosh, I don't know what charge that had on it, but it was huge. And I could just sense everybody's barriers going up. Like, oh no, they're going to talk about getting money, or oh no, they're going to talk about charging, and oh, they're going to try to make me buy something while I'm listening to this podcast, right? Like, could you just sense all the barriers that went up? Let's just kind of dispel that right now. As far as being an entrepreneur, part of that is receiving money.
Absolutely. I mean, it's great if you want a hobby. It's great if you love doing something and you want a hobby and you don't want to make money at it. Yet ultimately, if we're going to call ourselves an entrepreneur, that's about making money. And honestly, for me, I don't care whether you want to make $300 a month, $3,000 a month, or $300,000 a month. I'm not going to put an amount on the money. You have to make a choice about what's right for you. But if you're saying you're an entrepreneur and in business, then somehow you earn for what you do.
Yeah, I love it. So now that we're kind of chatting in this very forbidden zone.
that dirty little sexy zone called money.
when you look out at the people that you've helped over the years, you know, the ones more like the $300,000 a month, that sounded really good. when you look at like the ones who've really kicked ass with this, tell me a little bit about what you see when you see people who've really succeeded with this.
Well, number one, they understand how to be that creative person that they are, because most of the people that I work with are highly creative, intuitive kind of people. They're rebels, so they don't necessarily like to follow the rules up front. So those are some of the things for them. But it's this ability to be creative and still find discipline within the creativity.
Yeah.
So a lot of time creative people think discipline is going to stifle them. And the ones that are getting those bigger numbers in their businesses are saying, no, I can still have tremendous creativity within some discipline and structure for myself.
I was teaching gifts and offers in December, and I was halfway through the 2-day VIP session, and I realized I was not making an offer to the people taking my gifts and offers class, but I was teaching offers. And so I went, okay, I'm not walking my talk. And so during the lunch break, I created an offer and I presented it, and 75% did the offer. And that was so risky. Like, my whole heart went into my stomach. Like, it was so risky to say, you know, you've already paid me for coming and hanging out with me for 2 whole days. And now I'm going to say, but what I got was, if I didn't let them work with me more, the work they did on that call was not going to take them to the next level. And two people didn't take me up on the next step. Everybody else took me up on the next step. And it was really interesting because it wasn't about me at all, Anne. Uh-uh. It had nothing to do with me. But it's so risky when you make an offer. And why don't you just share a little bit about that, standing in that warrior zone of being willing. I'm getting like being willing to be a leader or something. What is that like being willing thing that you help people with?
I think first of all, there's this first part of knowing your value and what you have to offer the world and making that offer and separating that from their decision. Right?
Ooh, nice.
So my guide says, my warrior says, my job isn't to force you to submit. My job as a warrior is to bring light to your decision. And I'm at peace with whatever choice you make. Yet I'm doing me and you a disservice if I don't make my offer.
Wow.
So what you just said, I always do it. I don't care how many times a person has paid me for something, there's still always an offer.
Oh my goodness.
And I am at peace with whatever choice they make. My goal is to have their heart make the choice and to have them listen to their heart, because then it's a right choice. I'm not trying to brainiac force them into something. I'm saying, I want you to listen with your heart and receive from your heart whether this is right for you or not. And if you say no, I am perfectly okay with that decision. Yet I had to make the offer because otherwise neither one of us are being of service to each other.
Wow. That's such a great way of looking at it. You know, I would just chat with you all day. I want to get, there's one other thing maybe you'd like to share with my audience. I don't know what that is, but there's something maybe you could share with my audience. I love how you got to the offers being valuable and being brilliant. And I love that whole thing of not being attached to the outcome. Mm-hmm. Of making the offer with that kind of effortlessness, mm-hmm. of just saying, hey, this is available. Should this be a yes for you? What's something else you'd like to share? Because I just get there's a little bit more there.
The one last thing that I'm feeling that's coming forward for me is that also separate what you choose to charge for it from the value that you give. Because getting you is priceless. Mm. So, and I think too often we tie all of us into the value and we mix up the price point with that. And whatever price point you're choosing to offer for what you offer, you have to see that value in that. And then the more of you they're getting, that's that unlimited, priceless value that you're bringing to what that is. So if you organize what you do and you say, I provide this kind of thing and this is how it's going to benefit you, and put a price to that, and then realize they get you on top of that price, the price doesn't seem so crazy anymore, and it's easier to accept it.
I love it. You know, we got into topics that I know stick people so much. So I'd like to just let them know how to reach you. And it looks like there's an e-version of your book available. So how can we reach you, Anne?
So the easiest thing is my name. If you get the spelling of my name, I'm easy to find. I always say don't be hard to find as an entrepreneur. You want people to find your work, you got to be easy to find. So Anne, A-N-N, Evanston, E-V-A-N-S-T-O-N, and you can add a .com to that. You can search on any of your favorite social media. I love connecting with people. I am a connector, so don't be shy. Friend me, connect on LinkedIn, tweet, whatever it is that you like, and I'd be happy to connect with anyone.
Awesome. Thanks so much for coming.
Yes, thanks for having me.